Hello, it's Monday, October 10th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great to be back, not only from the weekend, but also we only filmed a couple shows last week because of the troubles we've been having with our site. So we're going to catch you up on not only that, but many other things going on. First of all, we want to send our condolences out to all of the people living in Pakistan and India that suffered through this earthquake. Right now, estimates are anywhere from 20 to 40,000 deaths, and that's a huge amount of people. So we'll keep you updated on that, and we'll just send out our best wishes.
Our thoughts and prayers are with them all.
That's right. Also now, we've done, as a lot of you have noticed, some work on the website. We've added extra steps now to try to provide some security in this site. And what we've noticed is that there is a huge amount more people watching this show. And we have to let everyone know that if you want to watch this show during the prime time hours, it's probably going to bog up, it's going to be slow, it might freeze up, it might even time out in the middle and stop completely, because we've never even had stats on this site before. We've never had a hit counter or anything, so we're able now to look at the usage or the way people watch this show.
And people in 83 other countries besides America are watching our show.
Yeah, and we want to say hello to all of them. But we notice that the time that it bogs up the most is prime time. So anywhere from about 5 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night. And if you want to watch then, of course you can, but that's when it's going to be the most problematic to see.
And earlier in the morning, later at night, or the download feature still works too. So keep those in mind. And I know that the 4-digit security code is causing a little bit of an inconvenience because it's not so easy to see. But if you hit your back button, you can pop up a new code, and eventually, two or three different times, I had to try it where I finally got a code that I could see. So you might have to do that sometimes.
Yeah. And those are just some of the things we have to do to provide more security to the site, because before it was just wide open, naked. And we're flattered that so many people are watching this show. And due to it being hard to watch during prime time, some people have said that they actually get up now in the middle of the night at 1:30 in the morning just to watch the show so they can watch it unimpeded, and then they go back to bed. And that's what we have to really do, is change some of our viewing habits.
We really appreciate people doing that, too.
Also, all the people that have been helping us behind the scenes, people who have been sending us their advice.
Right.
I mean, it's great to have these kind of viewers out there that appreciate what we're doing and also care enough to give their advice.
And we want you all to know your suggestions and ideas and thoughts are appreciated, and they've been very helpful to us. So we thank you very much.
Yeah. And the last thing is, some people have suggested, well, since there are so many people watching this show and you've tripled your bandwidth, it gets expensive to cover all that, why don't you start charging for advertising, or why don't you go out there and make people register and charge them to watch that show? And we absolutely refuse to do any of those, because first of all, we don't want to be under the thumbs of any advertisers, and secondly, what we're doing here, we're doing free. We don't think that internet shows or news articles on the internet you should have to pay for, and anyone that's doing that out there, we absolutely just refuse to do it.
Right.
So, you know, that's a possibility, but we're not going to head down that road.
We don't see the need to do anything like that, and we're going to keep doing Wing TV the way we've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with us. It might take a little bit more patience on your part to be able to watch the show sometimes, but we're doing the best we can, and as time goes on, we may add more features to secure the website, but right now we're just going to plug along and go along.
Right. And as we say at the end of every show, don't pay for internet news. Wing TV, always free, and that's the way it should be. Also, big thank you to Mr. Alex Merklinger. We've been doing now a one-hour segment every Friday night on his Mysteries of the Mind show.
For the last 2 weeks.
Right, for the last 2 weeks. And we look forward to it now, because what we're having is really the best of both worlds. Because on Wing TV here, we don't have the time to sit there and just cover all of the news events of the day. This is only a 20 or 25 minute show. So what it does that night is it gives us a whole hour to catch up on the week and give all the news stories and kind of go in more depth into them. So we really want to thank him. Go to mysteriesofthemind.com. And I thought last Friday's show really went off pretty stellar, don't you?
Yes, and you want to know another show that people need to check out? Visigoth's show with Matthew Tartaglia.
Yes.
He's a sergeant. He's a fireman, and he was a rescue worker at Ground Zero on 9/11 2001. And boy, what an intense interview! in that archive of that show. Please check that out. He confirms and reinforces every single thing we've been saying for the last few years about the controlled demolitions at the World Trade Center.
Right.
Everything. And he's trained about with working with steel. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you can find Visigoth's show at Visigoth.com. And we appeared last Friday night, and towards the end, it got very heated, very intense on that show. And we usually appear about once a month on Friday nights there. So check out what Viz is doing. He's certainly one of the best out there also. Now, yesterday would have been John Lennon's 65th birthday. And so what we're going to do in tribute to him is at the end of every show this week, we're going to play a John Lennon song to Lisa's photo gallery. And we're actually going to do a show tomorrow about John Lennon, his activism, his stance against the establishment and the government. And he could have very easily just been one of these pampered millionaire rock stars that sat in his mansion and didn't give a damn. But during the late 60s and up into the early to mid 70s, he was very, very active in trying to change the world. So we're going to, you know, do that in tribute to him and talk more about it tomorrow.
And as John Lennon would say, give me some truth.
That's right. Now, here's the big question, Lisa, and I've been thinking about this all weekend, is why are so many people in the alternative media afraid of Wing TV? Why are they?
I don't think it's so much that they're afraid of Wing TV. I think they're afraid of their ideas being challenged publicly or otherwise.
Because I know the people watching this show aren't, they don't feel threatened by Wing TV. They don't feel afraid of what we're doing here.
No, in fact, our listeners contact us all the time and express their ideas, share their thoughts and suggestions, criticisms, whatever.
Yeah, but it seems like more and more as we go along, those people in the alternative media that we point out their wrongdoings, they're very, very afraid of what we're doing, and they don't want to answer our questions. They don't want to be on this show to have questions asked of them. Why is that?
And they divert off of issues and refuse to answer questions directly or even respond at all in many cases. And you have to ask yourself why. And some of them lately are trying to make it appear like they're really, you know, afraid, like totally frightened of us. They're freaking out.
Yeah.
And it's an act.
And if you see on the Wing TV homepage, and we're going to touch upon this in a few minutes, the lead article says, "Does Wing TV advocate murder?" And it's pretty hilarious the lengths that some of these people are going to. But I was thinking today, this morning, that up until about a year and a half ago, there was very little overview of what the people were doing in the alternative media. There wasn't a lot of scrutiny being exhibited or exerted upon them. So they basically had free rein to go out there and say or do whatever they wanted.
Right.
But when Wing TV started, all of a sudden now, there was a watchdog.
Well, there was just a new light shining
into
corners where no light had been shining previously, and a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, and of course, we shine this light not only on the government, and not only the international bankers, and not only the mainstream media, but also those in the alternative media, and a lot of them are running scared because they can't get away with their crap.
And the gatekeepers.
That's right. So here's the article now. It's on the Wing TV homepage. It's "Does Wing TV Advocate Murder?" And this arose because over the weekend we got contacted by two different people that said that Wing TV now wants to assassinate them or murder them.
So bizarre.
Yeah. Now, the first one came from a woman named Elizabeth Ann Pfeiffer. I have her two emails here. And she's the wife of a guy named Dale Pfeiffer, who was Mike Rupert's former employee. Now, they left on very sour terms, I guess, or parted ways.
Was he a scientist?
Yeah, he's a scientist. He's written about energy issues. And I guess when they parted ways, it wasn't on the best of terms. Now, considering who Mike Rupert is, that's definitely not.
What a shocker.
Yeah, what a shocker. But in the first email, she said, "Mike Rupert is telling people that you guys have called for his assassination. Is this true?" So I wrote back to Elizabeth, and I said, "Well, give me more details, you know, the particulars." So she said there's a private list called Energy Roundtable that Mike Rupert posts on it, and he says, this is according to Elizabeth Ann Pfeiffer now. She says that Wing TV, this is Rupert saying, talking, says that that Wing TV has called for someone to assassinate me as a war criminal. And then she goes on to say that Mike Rupert says that he has to get out of town fast. He says that the FBI has extorted money out of him, and he is now broke. Now, it's just unbelievable. I mean, we haven't even spoken to Rupert in over a year now. Haven't written any articles about him in, you know, probably 9 months.
But you see what the first thing that was done was, instead of challenging Rupert on those statements he made, she has to ask us if we're planning on doing a hit on Rupert or even her and her husband.
Yeah. Now, here's Mike Rupert, ex-LAPD and so forth. And if you go back to Rupert's articles, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, you'll see the paranoid, delusional world he lives in. All this stuff with Mike Delmart Vreeland and so forth. And here he is again spewing these paranoid claims that... Now, first of all, why is Rupert even hanging out with the FBI?
Yeah.
Secondly, how are they extorting money?
Yeah, we'd like to know more about that.
And third of all, how can we be threatening to assassinate him when we haven't even mentioned his name in any articles in months and months? So,
not to mention the fact that we're not murderers.
Yeah, we don't advocate murder.
We don't even have a criminal history of anything.
Yeah, the second person now is 9/11 gatekeeper extraordinaire Nicholas Levis. And what's that, 9/11 Truth Alliance?
This guy's totally whacked out. Okay?
Yeah, and he said, and these are exact quotes that I'm reading for everyone, he says, "What I consider a call for potentially deadly violence on my person and others was published by Wing TV last week. It includes physical descriptions of how I should be assaulted and or killed, and a general recommendation that I and others who are associated with 911truth.org be eradicated."
Now, talk about taking things out of context. In fact, he interjected himself a response into a conversation of posts between Les Jamison, who's with New York 9/11 Truth and 911truth.org, and 9/11 researcher Nico Haupt.
Mm-hmm.
Levis puts a response in there. They weren't even talking to him or about him. Puts a response into this group and brings our name up into it and makes it about us. I responded to Levis and I said, "If I ever see you in person, I'll spit on you myself."
Yeah.
"And I hope that you drown in the..." what was it? "In the spit of collective public disgust." Well, apparently now, Victor, Nicholas Levis is afraid he really is going to drown and die in the spit of collective public disgust and is taking that as a threat.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, unless you know how to, you know, if you can't swim or you at least float on your back, I don't think you really have to worry about drowning in the spit of public disgust."
Right. Now, what I said in this article, and if you read it, I have a link to my original article. It says, "Nicholas Levis, Tarred and Feathered." That's the title of the article.
Right.
And here's the exact quote. And you let us know now if you think this sounds like murder or like justice. The exact quote is, "Yes, Nico Haupt is correct. These 9/11 mafia gatekeepers should be put on trial at The Hague for their war crimes, and I'd even take it one step further. After being found guilty for covering up the government's crimes, they should be sentenced to death along with the actual conspirators." So, here's what it boils down to is, all of those people that planned, coordinated, executed, and covered up the 9/11 crimes over 4 years ago, what we're saying is they should be put on trial. And if they're found guilty, all of them should be given the death sentence. What we're saying is, and we don't give a damn if it's at The Hague or any court of law in this country. We don't care where it is. But these people should be put on trial, and if found guilty, they should get the death sentence. Who can disagree with that?
But you see, the way they're trying to contort what this article said and what we've said on our show before, they're trying to make, like, we're calling for their murder.
Right.
They're trying to convince people and twist what we said out of context.
Yeah,
so let's be very clear. We aren't out to murder anyone, and we aren't calling for any one of you to go out and murder anyone either. We are asking and hoping someday the law will go after the people not only who perpetrated the crimes of 9/11, but also those involved in the cover-up.
That's right. Now, I want everyone to do something. I want you to go to the Wing TV homepage and look at the photograph of Nicholas Levis. Then I want you to link to the article, "Nicholas Levis, Tarred and Feathered." There's another picture of him standing outside the UN when they had their wild goose chase. I want you to look at this guy, and I want you to ask yourself, do you feel secure, or do you feel like this is the kind of guy that's going to go to bat for you and solve the crimes of 9/11? Right here is his picture now. You can't see it very well. Go to the homepage. Look at this guy. Do you feel confident that he's going to stick up for you?
I'll let you know something right now. Right now, Nicholas Levis is working really hard to get me banned from the 9/11 Truth Alliance internet forum. Why? Because I have challenged his ideas.
Yep.
In responding to him talking about me in his faux elitist snot-nosed tone that he posts in, I responded, and he's calling me a disruptor. You see, whenever you challenge any one of these gatekeepers' ideas, especially in a public forum, they consider you very disruptive, no matter how civilized or not you are.
And the one big question that Lisa asked on this forum, and I also asked in this article, it's a very simple question. Now, since Levis came out on October 1st and was quoted as saying that he believed that the airplanes brought the towers down, we asked point blank a simple question. Do you believe that the World Trade Center towers were destroyed by a controlled demolition?
Right.
Now, how much more simpler could a question be?
Well, I'm asking him directly, do you believe planes brought the World Trade Center towers down? And he refuses to directly answer me. And now he's saying he was misquoted by the Newsday reporter, Patricia Hurtado, is that her name?
So we're giving him a chance to set the record straight.
Let me finish for a second, though. But he says he doesn't care enough to try to get it retracted or to have her correct what she wrote or anything. So I'm going to see what I can find out, if he really was misquoted or if he's just lying again.
Yeah, and if this woman quoted me as saying that I thought that planes brought the towers down, I'd be getting in my car this afternoon and driving to New York City, rapping on her door and saying, retract that statement.
He says he's just happy if there's more 9/11 skeptics articles out there. Hello, Nick. This is 4 years into this. And this is all we're going to settle for? Another 9/11 skeptics article? If you didn't say the wrong thing, how could she misquote you like that?
And if why you aren't you enraged?
Yeah. If you had said, I believe it was a controlled demolition that brought the towers down,
there would be no mistake.
I'm sure she would have written that.
That's right. So, we'll lay it out again.
If only to make fun of you.
We'll lay it out again. Nicholas Levis, do you believe that the World Trade Center towers came down via controlled demolition? It's funny because Kyle Hentz of 9/11 Truth won't answer that question. It seems like none of these 9/11 gatekeepers, for some reason, won't answer that very simple question. We'll answer that question and any other.
Absolutely.
And
you know, what they do is, when you start broaching that subject of controlled demolition in their Yahoo internet groups, they try to get you kicked out right away. They don't want to discuss it. They don't want the subject brought up. Why? What are you guys so afraid of? It certainly isn't drowning in a sea of spit.
Yeah.
It's your ideas are being challenged.
That's right. And if people think that our views are too extreme because we want the perpetrators and cover-up artists for 9/11 to be brought to trial, convicted, and sentenced, go back 4 years ago to the morning of September 11th, 2001. Go back to that morning and put yourself there again when them planes hit those buildings, when they came falling down, when you saw people screaming, jumping to their deaths,
and you can
flames,
really,
dust.
You can really relive it. Go listen to that Visigoth interview with Matthew Tartaglia.
Yeah.
Go listen to that, and you'll relive it all over again. It's disturbing.
What Nicholas Levis and these 9/11 gatekeepers want to do is they want to play Ring Around the Rosie. They want to mamby-pamby. What we're saying is, this is serious. We got bloodthirsty monsters that killed almost 3,000 people that morning, and they want Patricia Hurtado to write another mamby-pamby article. We're saying, damn it, the people that are responsible for this should be tried for it and convicted.
Well, especially they have such immediate access to media all the time. If I had such close access to mainstream media as they do, I would demand, and I'd be up off my butt in a heartbeat getting that retracted, changed, corrected, amended, whatever you have to do.
How long are we going to put up with these people that are doing nothing but mamby-pambying this issue?
You know,
these are the ones
them?
At the forefront. What?
I told them, if you ever plan on fighting the New World Order, and I have serious reservations about whether that's his intention anyway, but if you had any intention of ever fighting the New World Order, you better have some spine. Grow a ball.
That's right.
Because if you can't even face us to have a conversation, to have a debate, to do an interview, to answer one lousy question, you're never going to stand a chance against the New World Order.
When we invited Nicholas Levis on this show to debate him, we weren't challenging him to a knife fight, to a joust. We weren't doing any. We were wanted to talk and discuss these issues,
We even assured him that he'd stay completely dry.
Yeah. Plus, we even said then, or he brought up, well, why don't we have Alex Jones moderate it? And we said, why don't we go? We'll find a radio show host to moderate a debate with us. He declined to do that too.
And then he said he was just joking about that. Yeah. I said, actually, we'll go on any show that
anytime
will have an objective moderator. Jones isn't the only one with a show out there. We know plenty of people with shows who'd be happy to do this.
But boy, he sure backed
off. He backed off right away.
You know, and Lisa brought up a good point before we close here, is how are these supposed patriots in the alternative media that talk about fighting the New World Order, how are they going to fight them when they won't even face us? That includes Alex Jones. That includes Jeff Rentz. That includes Mike Rupert. That includes Kyle Hentz and Nicholas Levis. If they can't even debate us, how are they going to fight bloodthirsty killers like the ones that did OKC and 9/11?
I don't think they have any intention of confronting or fighting or resisting the New World Order. They won't even answer questions from everyday people.
That's right. If Nicholas Levis went in a boxing ring against a 12-year-old girl, I'd put my money on the 12-year-old girl.
You bet.
That's how little confidence I have in this guy. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow with our John Lennon show. This is a guy that wasn't afraid to stand up.
Right.
Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on, and we're ready to fight.
See you then.